KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky at 78 degrees. We look for to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mainly this afternoon, some of those storms could produce heavy rain. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. There is a flash flood watch that goes into effect for most of the listening area from 4 p.m. today through 7 a.m. on Sunday. And there's a heat advisory for Dallas and Madison counties that'll be in effect from noon until 7 p.m. this evening. In the news, sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say one person died and two others were injured during a collision Thursday afternoon. Deputies were dispatched at around 4 p.m. to Old Lincoln Highway near Prairie Lane for a two-vehicle accident with injuries. The first deputy to arrive on the scene advised dispatch that both drivers were pinned in their vehicles. Crescent Fire and Rescue were able to extricate the drivers from their vehicles. A preliminary investigation indicated 30-year-old Bubby Kobus of Missouri Valley was driving a 2018 Chevy Impala northbound on Old Lincoln Highway. 53-year-old Thomas Madsen from Missouri Valley was driving a 2005 Ford F-250 southbound, also on Old Lincoln Highway. Their vehicles collided as they were negotiating a curb near Prairie Lane. Madsen was transported to a local hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Medical personnel declared Kobus to be deceased at the scene. A passenger in his vehicle, 36-year-old Jason Doyle of Modale, suffered minor injuries. The accident remains under investigation. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reported on Friday that a rollover accident took place Thursday night in rural Council Bluffs and resulted in a man being arrested for OWI first offense and carrying a concealed weapon. Authorities say 24-year-old Christopher Charles Shook of Council Bluffs was driving a 2017 Chevy pickup when he lost control of the vehicle at around 11:15 p.m. near Wabash Avenue and Overland Trail. The pickup rolled several times into the West Ditch. When a deputy made contact with Shook, the man initially refused rescue, but the deputy called for rescue because Shook was showing signs of having been injured and impaired. He admitted drinking at the College World Series and was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital, where it was discovered he had a serious injury to his neck. Implied consent was invoked at the hospital, where Shook refused to provide a urine sample for chemical testing. A loaded Glock 43 handgun was discovered in Shook's truck at the time it was impounded. A traffic stop at around 2 a.m. Friday in Pott County resulted in the arrest of 38-year-old Pauline Ann Dofter of Council Bluffs. She was pulled over for failure to dim her headlights and, after displaying clues of impairment, was arrested for OWI first offense. And rolling disturbance on Interstate 80 westbound near Council Bluffs on Friday at around 5:10 a.m. resulted in the arrest of Kyle Cole for domestic assault with injury and obstruction of emergency communications. No other details were provided. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department is asking for help with the fireworks on Wednesday, July 4th at the airport. The help is especially needed with the cleanup on Thursday, July 5th. If you're available and would like to help our community in that way, you can contact Seth Stashelm of the Parks and Rec Department. His cell phone number is 712-254-0637, and he'll give you more information on what help is needed and the times you need to show up. The Shenandoah Elks Lodge number 1122 is the host for the next Veterans Town Hall, scheduled for Wednesday, July 18th. Lodge is located at 701 South Fremont Street in Shenandoah. Veterans, caregivers, family members, or anyone who has a vested interest in veterans information and updates is invited to the Veterans Town Hall beginning at 6 p.m. again on July 18th. Subject matter experts from the VA Nebraska Western Iowa Healthcare System will be on hand to provide current and topical information to the public. A question and answer session will also be included in addition to information tables. If you have any more questions, you can contact Jennifer Scales at 402-995-4719. Authorities say floodwaters from the swollen Little Sioux River have carried an invasive fish into a northwest Iowa City lake. The silver carp from Asia, also known as the jumping carp, have landed in Spring Lake Park in Cherokee thanks to a broken overflow line. City conservationist Nick Livermore said that as filter feeders, the carp can really hurt the bottom of the food chain in the water system. Authorities say that when the fish are startled by boat motors, they can jump 10 feet out of the water, striking and injuring boaters, anglers, and skiers. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Minnesota-based company says it's considering moving production of some motorcycles out of the country because of European tariffs, just days after Harley-Davidson announced a similar move. A spokeswoman for Polaris Industries acknowledged Friday the company could move some production of its Indian brand of motorcycles from northwest Iowa to Poland. Spokeswoman Jess Rogers noted that nothing is definitive. We're looking at a range of mitigation plans. Harley-Davidson's announcement Monday that it was moving production of motorcycles sold in Europe from U.S. factories to facilities overseas because of retaliatory tariffs prompted intense criticism from President Trump. The European tariffs followed U.S. tariffs on European steel and aluminum amid an escalating trade dispute. Polaris employs about 650 people at its Iowa plant in Spirit Lake. Another flight to Chicago is being added to the Sioux City Gateway Airport. Officials at Sioux Gateway Airport and Colonel Bud Day Field in Sioux City said that starting September 5th, a third flight to Chicago O'Hare will be added. Flights from Chicago are scheduled to depart at 1:20 p.m. with arrival to Sioux City at 2:53. Flights from Sioux City are scheduled to depart at 3:22 p.m. with an arrival in Chicago at 5 p.m. On October the 4th, the flight will be moved with the departure of Sioux City out at 7 p.m., as well as arrival from Chicago at 6:15 p.m. Sioux Gateway Airport Board President Daryl Jesse said, "We're excited that American Airlines continues to expand their flights at the Sioux Gateway Airport. This is the third daily flight to Chicago O'Hare, and as a result of continued support from local travelers." Jesse said that they've seen strong and consistent utilization of the current twice-daily service to Chicago, and this third flight helps to fill in the gap, making it easier for business travelers going to Chicago and back in the same day. Paired with a daily flight to Dallas-Fort Worth, the expanded service, he says, offers our community and visitors multiple options. Additional flights to and from Sioux City can be found on the Sioux Gateway Airport's website. July 4th is a day of celebration in the U.S. Families get together for picnics and fireworks, which usually requires traveling either long or short distances. With increased road use and the possibility of increased alcohol consumption, the risk of traffic crashes rise. An analysis by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety showed that on average, more people die in motor vehicle crashes on July 4th than any other day of the year. The study found that motorcycles and alcohol were both big contributors. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports that in 2016, the latest year for which data is available, 188 people were killed in crashes involving at least one driver or motorcycle operator with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08 or higher, and that's a 28% increase from 2015 when there were 146 fatalities. Nearly half of those who died were in a vehicle crash involving at least one driver or motorcycle operator with a blood alcohol content of 0.15 or higher, which is almost twice the legal limit. In Iowa, there were five fatalities in 2016, of which four were alcohol-related. There were four fatalities in 2017, and one was alcohol-related. Now, to combat the impaired driving problem over the 4th of July holiday, there will be an increased presence of law enforcement officers on all of Iowa's roadways from July 1st through the 4th to spread the message that drunk driving will not be tolerated. It is never okay to drive after drinking, officials say, and to have a plan to get home safely if you will be drinking. The Iowa Department of Public Safety and Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau want to remind you that the best way to protect yourself in any crash is to be wearing your seatbelt. Remember to buckle up every trip, every time. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.